Today we'll be continuing our discussion of whether the leadership positions of being a Rav and a Magid Shir and a Rebbe, does that apply through inheritance? Meaning when a Rav passes on, does his child take over in his stead, or do we open it up for the public and the most qualified person takes it over? Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for Halachic Psak, and a Rav should be consulted. So just to summarize what we spoke about last time very quickly, is that it's a Machlokas HaPoskim, that the Ramah clearly indicates that just like a king, when the king passes on, the prince takes over. So to the Ramah says, when a Rav passes on, his son takes over. And that's the opinion of the Rivash and Mabit and other Paiskim. However, the Marishdam and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagree, and they say that the only exception to this rule is being a Rav. Although normally leadership applies through inheritance, when it comes to being a Rav, it's different. Why? Because Torah is not a Yerusha. Everyone has the right to become a Rav. It's not something that a person can just take and pass it over to his children. It doesn't apply. That's what they say. The Chassam Sofer, we mentioned last time, the Chassam Sofer brought a proof that the Rabbanus does not go through inheritance from the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Medrash clearly states that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to take over after he died instead of Yehoshua, and Hashem responded, no, Yehoshua is going to take over. So says the Chassam Sofer, if Moshe Rabbeinu asked for his children to take over, clearly they were competent. So therefore, why didn't they take over? The answer must be because the leadership roles, being the Rav, being the Manei Gadar, being the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael, does not go through inheritance. That's not for everyone can become the spiritual leader. If you're, it's a matter of being the most qualified. Giving a Rav, giving a Shir is not just something that because you're able to, you can give it over. The Torah is not yours that you can just give over to your children. It would seem the Chassam Sofer feels that it does not go through inheritance. It should be noted that the Ksav Sofer in Yeradeyasim Kuf Chav Gimel writes the Chassam Sofer at the end of his life changed his mind, and the Rabbanim of Hungary, the Hungarian Rabbanim, he would appoint their children to take over. So he clearly felt that it applies, it goes through inheritance. Just to make a quick point, according to the Rabbanim, like the Ramah and the Mabit, and possibly Chassam Sofer at the end of his life, they all feel that the position of a Rabbanus, when the Rav dies, it goes to his children. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu's children take over? I think it's a very valid point. Why didn't they take over? They were competent, as is indicated from the Medrash. So if they were competent, why didn't they take over? If you say that the spiritual leadership does not apply, it doesn't just automatically go to the children, fine. But if you feel that it does, like the Ramah, then why didn't the children of Moshe Rabbeinu take over? Why did it go to Yehoshua? So that question was brought up by many poskim. The Avni Nezer in Yerodeyasim and Shin Yud Beis, Ice Man was already bothered by this question, and he says that if you look in the Tanchuma has a slight different girsa, and the Tanchuma indicates very clearly that the children of Moshe were not competent enough. They were not able. The whole discussion of whether someone takes over is only if the children are actually able to lead. But there are other people more qualified. So then do we say the children take over because they're capable, they're competent, or do we give it to someone more qualified? But if the children aren't qualified, no one's, you know, if you have a child who, you know, he went off the derech and he's not learned at all, no one's going to say that he should take over as Rav because his father died, who's the father who was the Rav. No one would say that. If you're not competent, you're not qualified, obviously you're not going to take over. So the Medrash in Tanchuma indicates that the children of Moshe were not qualified for that position. The Maram Shik in Yeradeyasim and Reish Chof Ches seems to indicate that there is that in addition to a son taking over for the father who was a Rav, it seems that a Talmud is also able to take over for a Rebbe. That's what it seems from his Lashon. He says that the reason why Yehoshua was able to take over, even if you feel that Moshe Rabbeinu's children were competent, the reason why Yehoshua was able to take over is because Yeshua was a Talmud, and the Talmud has the same status as a son. The same way a son can take over for the father, a student can take over for the Rebbe. That obviously has many halachic ramifications. That would mean that when a Rav dies, or a Rebbe dies, you don't have to necessarily look at the children, you have to look at his Talmidim. However, Rav Osner and Shuvah Shevet Alevi Chilik Dalet Simen Kuf Chav Ches disagrees, and he says that this it's not 100% accurate. We don't pass in this way. Okay. I saw something very fascinating in the Sefer Chutshani Berav Nisim Karela Shlita on Hilchas Shabbos Chelik Dalet Daf Tuf Beis. He writes the following. Again, till now we've brought down a machlokas haposkim whether children take over after their parents died when it comes to spiritual leadership. A Rav, a Rebbe, a Dafyomi teacher, all these things. He says the following. Vida. Even according to the Rashdam, who feels that it does not apply through inheritance, that Torah does not go through inheritance, if the child is capable, if the child is capable, and it's a good shidduch, the child can actually help the kehila. Pshita da ben kaidim l'chol adam. It says there of Nisan Karelitz, I feel that it's pasha that the child to take over. Tehein amna medina mishpat ha-yerushaleka l'fidatam, even though according to the Rashdam, technically from an inheritance standpoint, he doesn't own this position and he doesn't have to be given it. Mekamakim min haroi v'hagin l'haktim esabnoi. Nevertheless, it's appropriate for the child to take over. Im roi hu l'kach, if he's capable, shizek. It's because this is a kavod for the father, meaning when a father was a civil servant and he was the rav of a town for many years and the kehila, you know, respected what he did, it's only right to show respect for the father by appointing the child a position. So Rav Nisan Karelitz is telling us that even though according to many poskim, from a laws of inheritance standpoint, the child does not have a kedima, as they say. He doesn't have precedence over other people. Nevertheless, it's definitely something that should be taken into account because it'll give a tremendous amount of honor to the rabbi, the previous rabbi who, let's say, led the town for 50 years. And if you have a rabbi who led the town for 50 years, it might be, you know, right to give it to the son. On the other hand, just me talking, it should be noted that if you have someone more qualified, you know, you want to, as much as you want to give cover to the father, to an extent, meaning if it's comparable, fine. But if there's someone who's much more capable, like head and shoulders above him, then I think you ask a rub. I don't know if it's so pasha to, if technically he doesn't have to give it to this child, then maybe it shouldn't be given. Rav Nisan Karelitz continues that he feels that this whole shaila of giving over leadership, whether it applies to the children, only applies to someone who's in charge, like a king. A king is in charge of the country, or perhaps a rav who's in charge of the shul. But if you have a rebbe in a yeshiva, a ninth grade rebbe, he's not in charge of the yeshiva. It's not like he's the menahel. It's not like he's the rosh yeshiva. He's a ninth grade rebbe. He's an employee. When an employee dies, the child doesn't take over. So says Rav Nisan Karelitz, it's possible that the whole halacha only applies to a rav or a position of a rebbe in a yeshiva where he's in charge of the yeshiva. Davka kisha rosh yeshiva, it only applies to a rosh yeshiva that he was in charge of the entire, he was concerned about the yeshiva, he was in charge of the yeshiva's welfare, well-being. Then when he dies, okay, then his position goes to the child. But you know, this is that Rav Nisan Karelitz is making a valid, very valid point. There's a difference between an employee, which does not apply to which the position of an employee does not go to the children, and then there's position of leadership, which does, according to many poskim. So he's saying the difference is, are you in charge? A ninth grade Rebbe is not in charge of the yeshiva. The yeshiva doesn't go where he says it's going to go. Then he's just an employee, and when he dies, the child doesn't necessarily take over. A Rosh Yeshiva, or a Rebbe of a shul, a Rav of a shul perhaps, it does take over. Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Shuvas Vanagas Chelek Gimel Sim Tav Samach was discussing a very similar shaila, which is a rav, but he's not necessarily in charge of the shul. A lot of times you have a rav who's in charge of the shul because he started the shul, or it's in his house, whatever. But a lot of times you'll have a rav where there's a committee, where there's chairman and there's a board, and they can kick him out. He says perhaps in that situation, it doesn't go through inheritance. Meaning even if you feel that when a rav dies, his child takes over, that it goes through inheritance, perhaps that only applies when he's in charge. Amnon Kambidaram Africa, Rav Moshe Sternbuch used to live in South Africa. He says, in South Africa, I'm not sure if this halach applies, because every shul has a committee with a board and chairman and members, And perhaps the whole concept of Yerusha only applies to a king who's in charge, but someone who's sort of like an employee, in those situations, the Rav is more of an employee than really in charge. Perhaps it doesn't apply. Again, in those situations, you have to ask a Rav. It gets a little more complicated. Just end off. I know I'm a couple minutes, a little bit over. There's a very fascinating opinion of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. The Divrei Chaim in Choshe Mishpach, Chelek Beis, Siman Lamed Beis, makes a very large distinction between a Rav and a Rebbe. He says like this. When it comes to a Rebbe, it's different than a Rav. What's the job of a Rav? The job of a Rav is to give halachic psak, I mean potentially, and to make sure that everything in the city is running well. For that, he says, it's possible for the child to take over, because it's possible that the child will also learn and he'll take over. But he says the position of a Rebbe, historically, was supposed to be the spiritual advisor. He was supposed to be someone who could peer into the souls of his congregants, of his chassidim, and uplift them. And he says, Shalu Eitzes, the job of a Rebbe is to give advice, and because they were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, and the Tefillah was answered. All these great, lofty levels that the average Rav in a small town that wasn't necessarily the requirement. Could be they were on that level, but that wasn't the requirement. Says the Divrei Chaim, the requirement of a Rebbe is not just to give halachic psak, he's supposed to be a kadosh, he's supposed to be a tzaddik yisod olam. He says, how could you give that inheritance? He says, what are you going to do? Ma nase ma boy macharem? What are you going to do if the child ain't behem kedusha zu? Ma yirshu lishal eitzah da'as ain't behem? The whole concept of a Rebbe was that a chassid could come and he says, I'm depressed because this and this, and the Rebbe could look into his neshama and tell him what's really going on. How could you have that inheritance? How could you require the child to be on that level? If the child's on that level, how could you have an inheritance? And therefore, he says that admiris, rebbeship, does not go through inheritance. That's his opinion, and he quotes from many big rabbanim, many big rabbis, that it did not give over through inheritance. You know, think about the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov gave it over to, he says that the Noam Elimelech did not give it over to his children. He gave it over to others. So therefore, the opinion of the Divrei Chaim, I thought this was fascinating, because I think nowadays everyone assumes that the child just takes over, that when the Rebbe passes, the Rebbe's child takes over. Says the Divrei Chaim, that's not necessarily the case. Any questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.